Let us all together say a prayer of thanks for Judd Apatow, writer-director of The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up. The newest movie to emerge from his nimbus, called Superbad, is the funniest movie since Borat. As Borat set up loaded situations, then pushed them as far as they could go, a lot of what makes Superbad laugh-out-loud funny is that it tests the very limits of the R rating. The male and female genital-obsessed dialogue is so profane, it passes Tarantino on the left doing 125 miles per hour. I'm sure the MPAA would have demanded changes had they not been on the floor holding their ribs. Part of the Apatow formula, part his temperament, part a lift from the Farrelly brothers, is that you can be as raunchy as you want if you balance it with sweetness. That's provided by the deep affection best friends Seth, Jonah Hill, and Evan, Michael Cera, have for each other, even as they are inevitably growing apart as one prepares for college and the other prepares for not much. Seth is a curly-haired, fat little ball of energy whose eyes pop in apoplexy, part John Belushi, part Tom Hanks. Evan doesn't stutter quite, but the words never seem to come fast enough, and when they do, they often make awkward situations even more painful. These two guys click together like Legos. Evan and Seth are virgins with years of stoppered hormones and no idea how to talk to girls. Where the movie is perceptive is that, though the boys don't see it, the girls are just as awkward. A pair of hotties, seemingly way out of Seth and Evan's league, miraculously give them the time of day. We squirm as the guys brag about the fake ID they're getting and their supposed carousal in clubs. Becca, Martha McIsaac, who has a gift for comedy, asked why she never sees Evan at parties. Well, he's too busy doing cooler things, he says. Jules, Emma Stone, Seth's intended, kinda likes him before she takes advantage of him, batting her eyelashes and asking him to use the vaunted fake ID to buy alcohol for her party. She's basically a good egg, and it's even conceivable that Seth has a shot, so he and Evan are off on an odyssey to make it to the party with the booze. Because the script, by childhood friends Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, Seth and Evan, get it? Aims for the outrageous, some of the boys' adventures are a bit too over the top, especially a subplot with a couple of cops that's terribly, terribly unlikely, though charming. The lack of plausibility keeps the film from achieving the heights of, say, Dazed and Confused, but it's admirably close. Seth, on the other hand, is real and memorable, though he can get on your nerves. He's like a horniness pressure cooker. His best friend is about to go off to a good school without him. It is desperately important to him that he get a girlfriend for the summer. The film's most moving scene is when, without revealing too much, I hope, he arrives at the party with the alcohol. For one glorious slow-motion moment, he's the quintessence of cool, Matthew McConaughey, king of the pool hall, on one of Tarantino's famous walks, Tom Sawyer at his own funeral. Such moments are so fleeting, they bear stretching out. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.